half of the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, last day from Israel. Does it seem like Richie and Jennifer that I have been here? Maybe it does to you. It doesn't to me. The time has gone by so quickly. You know, that old cornball, you know how I am with time. If you only turn the clock ahead or back, or especially when you're having a good time, or in the case of what we're doing here, are learning an awful lot and experiencing a lot more. I've been here four times, and this has been the best, by far, trip that I've had for all kinds of reasons.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. The things that I've been exposed to, the things that I've learned. You haven't felt that or heard that in my voice?
No, it seems like you're having a good time, but you always enjoy this trip.
I do. Well, you know, I like to take these trips because it's a good experience. They're great stories to be told. And one of the stories that I think is fascinating, I just met this gentleman last night, actually. He's the Minister of Public Affairs here as a member of the Knesset, Yuli Yoel Edelstein, member of the Knesset. But his story is really fascinating. Here's a man, actually, instead of me telling the story, how about I let him tell the story? Minister Edelstein, good to have you on. Nice to have you here. It seems like only a few minutes ago when we shook hands, and I guess it probably was only a few minutes ago.
Yes, Doug, thank you for having me here on the show, and not just saying, okay, I've had enough of you by shaking hands. So.
Well, let's that have some people do and some people don't. I want you to tell your story. By the way, the two people that are on with me, other than the folks that are listening all around the country and all around the world at DougSteffen.com, Rich McFadden is in a studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is in a studio in Los Angeles. So it's interesting how technology brings us all together. And that's sort of part of the story of how the modern Israel is presenting itself or is becoming known, because there's so much bad information. And this is not I'm not brainwashed. Jennifer and Richie will tell you, and so will my audience, that I'm not stupid. I'm pretty critical, in fact, and I'm also kind of cynical. So I don't go down a path lightly. I'm not easily duped, in other words. But when I listen to some of the people, including you, who have told a story, not about themselves and their involvement here in Israel, but the story of the country and where it is now, one of the things that comes to mind before we tell your story is the way the news media is presenting Israel. Whether you know it or not, most of the major news bureaus in Israel have been shut down. NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, most of them that had news bureaus here. The only exception to that is NBC that opened operation in Tel Aviv this past week. Andrea Mitchell came over for the day and did her broadcast. But for the most part, the information that's coming out of Israel isn't as well presented. Shall I put it that way, Minister Edelstein?
Well, I would say, first of all, hello to all the three of you in Washington, in L.A., and definitely to you, Doug, here in Israel. I would even say that it's not just a question of how they present it. And, you know, there are different correspondents here, different colleagues of yours, and some are objective, some are, shall we say, less objective. But the thing is, they're all here to look, shall I say, once again, sorry for being so, you know, straightforward, but to look for blood. They're here to cover the conflict. So in some cases, we are the victims. In some cases, we are, inverted commas, terrible aggressors. But the real story of Israel, real Israel, doesn't get itself through. And I think it's nearly, we can say, by definition. And what you mentioned, Doug, and that's what we were at least for some time discussing last night with you and this wonderful group of young people that we both met here, it was about the change that we all have these days thanks to technology, and not totally dependent these days on this or that TV correspondent that will report or won't report something and it appears or doesn't appear on the TV screen. The world is different. People commute. People communicate via the internet. There are all these social networks. And it's possible, finally it's possible, to tell the real story of Israel. And the real story of Israel is a winner. And I think that, as you just got that remark from Richie, when you say, when you said, I enjoy it more, or I enjoy it most, and Richie said to you immediately, no, but each time you enjoy it. Everyone who comes here, even sometimes with all kinds of misconceptions, and I had this conversation this morning too with a group of Hispanic many pastors, evangelicals coming from different parts of the United States. They were quite openly talking about misconceptions of some people, and even when they were getting ready for this trip, you know, people would say, well, Doug, you know, all the procedure, and people say to you, aren't you afraid? Isn't it like a war zone? Isn't it terrible there? It's full of terrorists. And then all of a sudden people discover the real Israel, and it speaks for itself, and it speaks volumes.
We're talking to minister and member of the Knesset, Yuli Edelstein, from his office here in Jerusalem. The whole business of what we know, what we don't know, it's an important part of what your job is. But I want you to go back with my friends here and tell us about you, your origins. You were born in Ukraine. You were pretty active and not very popular among your friends behind the old, the way they used to refer to us, as a smile on my face now, the old Iron Curtain. But you had pretty...
I'm smiling myself, too.
Yeah, right, that's what the old-timers call it. You had a tough life, though, before you came here, didn't you?
Well, you know what, Reed, I guess it's all connected. Speaking of ignorance and ignorance about Israel, we were the whole generation. I was part of this generation of Jews who were born in the former Soviet Union behind the Iron Curtain, and we hardly knew we were Jewish. I mean, if it were not for the authorities and the anti-Semites, probably we would never even learn that we were Jewish, because there were no Jewish schools, there were mostly no synagogues, no Jewish education, no Jewish communities, no activities. And we were growing up in an atmosphere where, like, you know, we were all part of, once again, inverted commas, of the big Soviet nation, this new man that they were trying to raise there. And thank God, at some stage, it happened after the 60 war, and for people who were too young those days, in the 70s probably, we learned that we have a country, the Jewish people, something that you can be proud of, belonging to. And we started, once again, you know, I'm hesitating, not because I'm looking for an English word, but I'm not sure I can use the word underground, because we were, on one hand, absolutely legal. We were not some kind of, you know, trained agents, foreign agents doing something illegal. We were learning about Jewish history, about the Jewish tradition, the Hebrew language. But the authorities kind of pushed us into the situation where we had to run all these activities as an underground. And as you rightly said, Doug, we were not exactly very popular with the communist regime there. And some of them, even, including myself, even ended up in prison. I do have to state for the record that even those days, even in the former Soviet Union, there was no legislation saying that you can't teach Hebrew or you can't teach Jewish history. So we were all imprisoned for all kinds of false accusations, charges. In my case, it was illegal possession of drugs. So I was sent to 3 years in Siberia in the Gulag. But thank God, with all the international support we were getting, first from the Jewish communities, the State of Israel, but then also from people for whom freedom was important and human rights were important in the real sense of the word, not this misusage of the term human rights these days that we face so often, but the real human rights, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of emigration. And thank God we finally witnessed how many of us prisoners of Zion were released, and then this whole thing called the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact collapsed. So I managed to finally come to Israel in 1987, and as I told you, I was not exactly carrying a big luggage with me to this country or huge sums of money, but thank God Israel is such a dynamic society, such a free society, such a young society that both my wife and myself could make it, could start our new life, and only 8.5 years later I was first elected to the Israeli Knesset, being part of the list that represented heavily new immigrant constituency. And now, for the last, I'm even ashamed to tell you, for the last 15 years, I'm part of the Israeli Knesset and the Israeli government, and trying to do things with the diaspora Jewry, with the image of Israel that were so dear to my heart 30 years ago and were forbidden, not allowed by the authorities. But today, thank God, in most parts of the world, we can practice Judaism and study the Hebrew language quite openly.
You know, you sort of underplay the fact that you were in a gulag in Siberia for 3 years. And the other thing that you didn't say was that you came to this country with 90 or 70, I think it was $90. You had $270 between you and your wife and your son.
Remember my story. It was 90.
And back while I was listening.
90 American dollars per person, meaning 90 for three was, what is it, $270. That was our starting capital.
So you had to leave your home. You left all anything you had. Everything that you had was sacrificed, if you will, to the state. And you came over here and were able to start.
But you know what, Doug? I'm not avoiding that. I want to tell you the 3 years in the gulag, I guess, teach you to get things into the right proportion. So, yes, it was painful to leave. It's not that I was like, you know, that I had such a huge house and such a big business in Russia that I was, you know, afraid to leave it there. We didn't have much, though. We were both professionals and everything, but it was, don't forget, the former Soviet Union. But it's still, you know, it's always painful. You have books, you have personal belongings, all these things being left behind. And but the 3 years in Gulag taught me one thing. When I was out of Gulag, it was 87 already, the start of the perestroika, and we managed to get the exit visa. I remember distinctly how I said to my wife, we are not waiting for anything. No permissions, no this, no that.
You left your family as well, although now the things have lightened up. You didn't think you'd ever see your family again when you were leaving that time to come here in 80.
That's true. About my parents and my brother. And thank God, speaking of optimism and speaking of how, you know, we say in Hebrew that, you know, when a man thinks about future, God laughs. So who could believe that when I was leaving Russia with my wife and my daughter in July 1987, and I was absolutely sure, as you mentioned, as I told you, that was the last time I see my parents. It took only 2 years, this course of history, this whole change in Eastern Europe, it took only 2 years that practically everyone could travel freely to Russia, to the former Soviet Union, and see whomever he wants. And, you know, it was already a different world, though that didn't necessarily go in the direction that probably many of us would like it to go. But still, I think that if we look at the whole area of the former Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union, I think that most nations, most countries are in a much better shape than they used to be under the Soviet regime.
Mm-hmm. We only have about 30 seconds left. One of the things that I found interesting about Israel, there's no constitution, there's no Bill of Rights, and also there are no rules. You could one day find yourself as president of this country or as a prime minister, couldn't you?
I definitely could. I think that if I'm thinking about it right now, we never had a president who was born in Israel, so who knows? But you know what? An important point that you are making, the former Soviet Union had a great constitution but had no constitutional rights.
Right.
Here in Israel,
so
it's the other way around. We have all these human rights and no written constitution yet.
There you go. Yuli Edelstein, member of the Knesset, Minister of Public Affairs here in Israel.
And maybe
thank
president.
You for spending your time. Yeah, maybe president one day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
You know, sometimes people get so... A Long Island University professor is claiming kids should not see or hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movies, books, or songs because it promotes bullying of others. Really? Rudolph? Bullying? Oh, what's next? Santa kidding, right? Promotes home invasion because he goes down the... What is that? Stupid. Oh, look at this. Let me tell you.
Welcome to holiday time in New York City. Isn't it wonderful to be here for the holidays, ladies and gentlemen? It's the only city I know where the shoplifters complain about the pickpockets. Easy. We got a long way to go. Coming to work today, and I saw something weird, and this kind of thing happens. Remember a few years ago, the sidewalk Santas come out, and they have, like, the kettle?
Yes.
And you go by and you throw change. Remember a few years ago, I had a handful of change, and I threw into the kettle, and the guy screams, "Thanks a lot, dumbass, you ruined the soup." Do you remember that?
Oh, it's embarrassing.
I can't.
I thought it was just a...
I don't know what to do.
You're an embarrassment for all of us.
So anyway, this is a true story. My hand to God, walking to work earlier this morning, I see a sidewalk Santa fighting with a sidewalk rabbi. It was ugly.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a...
Coming up in the next half hour, Larry King. Not that Larry King. There's another Larry King, the leader of the Larry King Orchestra, will be here as our Christmas star of the day. Didn't we have him on last year, Richie?
We did, yes. Yeah, I remember going, not that Larry King.
Larry King.
Yeah, right. But I think if he's bad, he's the only one we've had so far. This is the second week of us doing our Christmas star of the day, and he's the only one we've had back from the people that were with us last week.
I think so,
that's
yeah.
Probably is a, that's a good sign. At any rate, so that's coming. We have our Christmas star of the day every day between now and Christmas. This is my last day in Israel. So how about we do a 2020 news quiz question based on some of the information that you may have heard today already, or maybe you've put together in this past week since I've been here. I was in the studio this time last week, and it really does. It seems like, hello, yesterday or even a few hours ago as the time goes by so quickly. I think it does anyway in general, but more when you're involved.
When you're traveling,
like,
yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. Anyway, okay. So you just heard us talking with the minister from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs about news here in Israel and how badly not only the American news media, but pretty much all of the major news companies, with the exception of the BBC and, you know, some of the big worldwide news organizations, have pulled out all of their reporters here in Israel, whether it's the print media, electronic media. But there is one organization, and this is sort of telling and really more than anecdotal. It's kind of eerie, in a sense. Name the Arab news organization that has opened a news bureau here in Israel. 800-510-8255. I don't know if I named it directly. We were talking about it last night, and I know It's a name that most people will come up with. It just will be shocking for you to hear that this organization is expanding its news tentacles in Israel where the other Western news organizations are not. Do you understand why I think this is an ironic question?
Sure. Yeah.
You get the idea? 800-510-8255. So what foreign news organization has opened up a bureau here in Israel? They did not have one before, and now they are widely reporting on news from here with, I guess, their own slant. I think that was one of the things the minister was talking about, that there is a lot of news that comes out of here. He says everybody wants to cover the blood. It's all about war.
Yeah, you want
it's all about
stuff.
Rockets.
Well, that's
you
what news is.
Well, isn't that kind of... Isn't
hey, even
all
my
news?
Local evening news is, okay, let me see, there was a murder.
Destruction.
There was a storm watch. There was, you know...
Will you live until tomorrow?
Right, exactly.
Hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Right after this ad from Geico.
Yeah, thank
or
you.
Or whatever
you.
It is.
Well, or Geico or whomever, yeah, exactly. So what's the name of the Arab news organization has opened a bureau here? 800-510-8255, 2020 News Quiz, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When you're driving to the airport, the last thing you want to do is to go from lot to lot looking for parking, because if you're like me, you're probably running late to begin with. But a little research goes a long way, especially when you've got a phone app at your fingertips. Several airports can now give you real-time updates on parking availability. Minneapolis-St. Paul has that option through your smartphone, computer, or over the phone. General Mitchell Airport in Milwaukee has a similar tool that tells you the percentages of spaces left and whether the lot is filling up or emptying out. The aptly named Airport Parking App gives you access to discounted rates at over 100 airports. You can find a parking lot based on location, user reviews, and, of course, price. The app links straight to a reservation line so that you can make changes on the go and call the airport shuttle for pickup when you land. What if you can't remember where you parked? Take Me to My Car is a free iPhone app that will direct you back to your car. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Get for less at OfficeMax. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Shift for less. Stop in now!
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com. Or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Day 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. When I say tool time, I'm using the new tools, and I've become a convert. I've had my iPad for a while now, and I've used that a lot on
so
this
now
trip.
You want an iPhone, don't you? Now that you're such an expert at the iPad.
Well, I know.
Well, it's all of the actors that have we've been together now for the past 5 days, and they've been using it. Greg Grunberg has taken all of my pictures for me, and we've got them all cataloged. I'm going to ship them back, but I ought to be able to do this myself. And that's what I said. Most of the other actors who are here beside Mary Lynn Ricecup, who is actually pretty good at this stuff too, but Sean Sipos, who is from Melrose Place, Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
and Justin Chatwin, who is from Shameless, which is a show on Showtime, and Austin Nichols, who is on One Tree Hill. All these, and they're all kids. These are actors that are
young
in their
people in their
late
20s. Right?
Yeah, late, I think Sean's 30, if not mistaken. But anyway, they all, everything they do. Everything! And then Grunberg, who's in his mid-40s, he's hustling around, shooting, and he's twittering to everybody. As a matter of fact, will you go to, I don't know if I did, we were in a wine shop.
Did he get my tweet to him?
He doesn't seem to be able to get tweets back again.
Ah.
He can send them, but he's had a hard time doing tweets out for whatever the reason. I think, though,
I told him not to let you run on about your cows in Charlotte.
Oh. Well, I don't know if he got that or not. I'll ask him when I see him later on. Or if he comes here. He wasn't feeling well. He kind of has everything he's gotten. He doesn't have, he's very enthusiastic about everything. And people love him, and I think he's been up, he's burning the candle at both ends. He'll stay up. We stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning, yakking. I think it was Wednesday, and so he's not gotten to bed early. He's been up early to do radio programs, morning radio here in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. So he's just kind of worn himself out, and so he's picked up a cold or something that has sent him to bed today. He knew that we were going to try to get everybody in the studio later on in the program. So hopefully he'll be over here so you can find out. But the point is that I want to be able to do more twittering because it's obvious that I don't do
tweeting.
What do you mean? You tweet 154 times a day, actually.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Do I really? Okay.
Well, you do.
So it may be a little more.
You just don't know it yet.
It's a little excessive, actually.
But Greg said he wanted to know when he was twittering the other night, he said, "What are you? Is it at Doug Steffen?" And I don't know what the heck he was talking about. And I said, "Yeah, I guess so." So he put everybody else's when he
it's
included.
It's at Good Day Show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right. So why wouldn't it be at Doug Steffen?
because everybody misspells Stefan.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It'll be okay. Yes. Yeah, it's good day show. It's easy to spell. It's quick. Everybody likes
it. So now I'll have to remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because whatever he sent out, he's got like a million, 5 million, six followers on Twitter.
Yeah, he does. He's really big on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe you can tell him what he needs to know. See if he can get there anyway. Meanwhile, let's get the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question before we meet our Christmas star of the day. Question is, what was the name of the Arab news organization that has opened a bureau here as other American news organizations are shutting down? They're getting their information from stringers who are mostly Palestinians. So who has opened an official news bureau here? Mike's listening in El Paso to one of my favorites, KTSM. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
I am well, thank you. How about you?
Yeah, getting by. Doing good.
Good.
What's the name of the organization that I'm talking about?
Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera. Hey, can you imagine that? The main Arab news organization has set up with... the Israelis are not trying to hide anything. They're happy to have them here. But they also would like to have the other news organizations that used to be here back here again, so that we weren't relying on third-party information back in America to tell a story, which oftentimes, especially if they're Palestinians or if it comes from Al Jazeera, is going to be one-sided. Duh. And so people say, well, isn't it one-sided coming from one of our reporters? I don't get the sense that it's that one-sided, shall we say. I think that there is certainly more interest in Israel and a positive interest in Israel back in the States than there is not. But I don't think that I think you get a fairer shake. The news organizations that are secular, and that's really, it's kind of strange to talk about them that way, but there's a secularity here in this part of the world to everything. Religion plays a part in everything. So and we don't sense it. I mean, it plays a part in our world, and maybe, to my way of thinking, too much of a role, because we don't have a theocracy. We don't have a state that sports a state religion, although it certainly comes across that way sometimes. Here, they do. It's the only country in the world that does. And that's the whole makeup. That's the reason for it, you know, to exist in essence. But when you think that Al Jazeera opens up a news bureau here to tell a story not only to its viewers and listeners, but to have other people watching that story because they have an English Al Jazeera and they get their news from there, it seems a little cockeyed. There ought to be more representation, in other words, I think. So, Mike, what's your impression, if you've been listening with any regularity to the week-long broadcast they've been doing from here, what's your impression of Israel after the little... I've tried to bring to the people listening a little bit of everything from here. Have you got any feelings one way or another about what we've been talking about?
I like it. I like your interviews with the people of Israel, especially the mother of that boy who was murdered a couple of days.
Miss Mandel.
Days ago.
Yeah.
And I was in Israel back in '88 with the military. We visited Haifa, went on tours to Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, and I really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, we're appreciative of your paying close attention. Hold on a second, and Richie will probably take good care of you, or Evan will. Meanwhile, we're going to meet our Christmas star of the day, Larry King, but it's Larry King, the orchestra leader. He's going to join us in a few moments here on Good Day.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a synchronaut from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
You lose? Okay, Elvis. I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself. And this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check is in. I know. We just built the wooden ducky assembly. But Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be turning out e-readers, digital SLR cameras, laptops, and Beats by Dr. Dre solo headphones for $179.99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices go through 12/17.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now is a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. We're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Sentiment, Richie, don't you think? Make me a present of you. Maybe I should ask Jennifer that question and not you. No. Make me
I'm
a present
sensitive.
Of you. Yeah, you're very sweet. The Larry King Orchestra in our focus here as the Christmas star of the day is Larry King. He's been a vocalist. He's had his own band or I don't know whether it's never, I don't know whether to refer to bands as bands or orchestras.
Yeah, what's the difference?
What's the difference? Let's say, Larry, what's the difference between an orchestra and a band?
You know, horns and strings.
Huh.
Horns and strings.
Which one has which?
Orchestra, a band usually just has, you know, a rhythm section and a horn section, and sometimes they don't even have a horn section, but, you know, full strings is what kind of brings it
so
to an orchestra.
So Chicago would be considered an orchestra because
no.
It has horns and strings.
They didn't have a string
section.
They're
a band.
They're a band.
They only had a horn section. They did not have a string section.
Right. Yeah.
All right, but then I know that the Moody Blues have both horns and strings.
Yeah, they have an orchestra.
They do have an orchestra. Okay, so there you go. Yeah,
and some bands play with orchestras. You know,
got it. Okay.
Like a talent,
I'm just
going to
say
concert with an orchestra. Right.
My rule is, if it sounds fancy, it's an orchestra.
That's a good rule.
Can we just make that rule?
That's it. Make that the rule. Larry, I remember when you were here last year, we talked about you starting performing as a youngster. You'd been in a lot of commercials before you were a teenager, and you've spent your whole life working in the music field, run one side or the other, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, my mother was an agent and put me in there. And hey, oddly enough, last year we talked about my daughter. And I don't remember if we touched the subject, but she actually was in Billy Elliot last year.
Oh, really?
As one of the,
that's right.
The ballet girls, yeah. So
yeah,
she just finished
right.
her run, and now she's back to being a normal child.
Right, well, that's the thing. Sometimes you become involved in entertainment. I'm with a group of actors over in Israel this week, and a lot of them were child stars. They got started when they were 12, 13, 14 years of age, had serious roles by the time they were 18 or 19. Yeah. And I think sometimes, although these kids seem to be pretty good, sometimes that messes them up. Didn't mess up you, and I'm sure you're being careful of your daughter as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a nice, stable marriage. We're celebrating our 23rd year anniversary coming up in February. So,
congratulations.
Really?
It's great.
Are you sure you're even an American? Never mind somebody in the music world.
It's like a record.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we have
the key.
This CD, is it different this year than what you had last year, or are we touting the Larry King Orchestra? And, I mean, how many different, I guess the question would be, how many different albums can you do? How many different CDs can you do at Christmas time? You get one under your belt, and that's pretty much it, right?
Well, last year we released the record On the Way to Everything in February, and this year we actually pushed our first single off that record.
Which is called?
Which was History Repeats Its Pages. It's the first song.
All right, so Richie, play. I want you to play a little bit of that because it's not a Christmas song.
No.
But it is. Yeah, let's play a little of this from the Larry King Orchestra. History Repeats Its Pages. It's a top 10 hit, by the way, from the orchestra Soleil Moon, which Larry leads. What does it sound like to you, Richie?
Energetic.
The writing's on the wall. Rome is bound to fall. That may happen to us all. How ironical. How many souls will it take to pay for our mistakes? How much blood will flow? We may never know. Over and over again.
Alright, so this is a song that applies to my visit here in Israel. I'm in Israel during the program today, Larry. And I wonder if this song doesn't apply somewhat to what's been going on here for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was your inspiration? Why did you write this song?
You know, it's one of those, we really as human beings need to learn from our mistakes in the past. And sometimes we do, in this particular instance, I don't think we are. It's not necessarily an anti-war song. It's just an anti-establishment a song. Mm-hmm. You know, history is... If we don't learn from our history, and we have such a violent past, we can't learn how to work things out in the future. And
nowhere is that more clear than here in Israel, interestingly enough. But we certainly have plenty of examples of it in America, as bellicose as we've become.
Oh, yeah.
And it's unpleasant for us to look at. So let's not make this unpleasant. We got a few more minutes here. You have tell us about Soleil Moon.
Soleil Moon is the same band as the Larry King Orchestra. It's just a little bit more condensed, and we do only original music.
Okay.
Except, of course,
so then this, Tom,
on this last record. So.
All right, so the tune, you have your version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That's with Soleil Moon, or is that the Larry King Orchestra?
That's a combination. We actually recorded that with the London Symphony Orchestra.
That's good.
And we used a bigger orchestra for that. Because
so it's semi-fancy is what you're saying. It's a semi-formal band.
Right. Yeah.
Semi-cool. All right, so let's finish with this. Go to you're on MySpace still.
MySpace, Facebook.
You're on Facebook as well.
Twitter.
As Soleil, S-O-L-E-I-L, Moon Music?
Yes.
Okay. So, Jennifer, will you put that on our Facebook page?
Absolutely.
As well, please connect to Soleil Music, Soleil Music, and this great Christmas material that's here. So, other things that are great to know, we have orchestras like Larry King's orchestra around. They're performing, get their music online is a cool thing. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
And to you as well.
Be like from now on, now on.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
That
was great, man.
Oh, my God.
John Daly playing the hits for you here. Duck Steppers, good day.
I'm trying to get my boys there in the studio in Washington up tempo and up, you know, update or whatever, make it more upbeat.
You got to tell them what we're doing. Bring us, I just played a song for Doug.
And Richie's just playing a bunch of stuff missing in the background. Yeah. And this is a wonderful hit from the
How many of you are
70s.
Listening who know this song are just sitting there going,
oh my God.
God.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it's an Oh My God song. So anyway, let's get to our the matter at hand here, though.
Absolutely,
Richie. We can't get
yes.
too lost in the music. No. 54 past the hour. Time now for our technology tailor and technology to be in the focus. Do you think that Amazon's Kindle Fire has hurt Apple's iPad sales? The Kindle Fire is pretty hot. It's probably why they call
yes, it
the it fire.
Is.
Isn't that clever of me to have figured that out, Richard?
Get it? It's
Alex
on fire.
Alex Goldfing.
Yeah.
Yes, Jennifer, we have it. Thank you. You can go back to sleep now.
Get it?
Get it. Anyway, Alex Goldfing, our technology tailor, will have the lowdown on the Kindle Fire next here on Good Day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! It's for less than Office Max. Like an Epson Inkjet Artisan 730 printer and Kindle keyboard for one ultra-low price of $199.99. Hurry now and get Gifts for Less at an Office Max near you!
Gifts for Less at Office Max.
Prices good for 12/17 in-store only. See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Amazon's Kindle Fire Android tablet is doing extremely well. So well, in fact, that one analyst said that he expects it to account for 50% of all Android tablets sold in 2012. That is a huge number. Robert Seurat, who works for Evercore Partners, said that one reason for this is that Amazon sells its tablets for what is basically its cost, not making money on the device, but the content it sells for the Kindle Fire. Meanwhile, another analyst, Mark Moskowitz from J.P. Morgan, met with Apple executives recently who told him that Kindle sales are not affecting iPad sales. In fact, they believe that Kindle Fire customers will actually gravitate towards the iPad when they're ready for a more feature-rich experience. It's interesting. They're saying the $199 Kindle Fire would basically be acting as a gateway drug to the iPad. Unless, of course, Apple itself puts out a lower-cost gateway into the tablet community. I'm Alex Goldfein.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Pecan pie, ooh, gingerbread, candy canes, some of the tastes and some of the fun of the holiday season. Kendra Johansson finds out that there are some flavors most Americans can't get enough of this time of year. Is that one of them for you?
Is there a favorite flavor for your holiday season? Probably. A recent survey by premium chocolate maker Lindt finds more than half of Americans enjoy foods, flavors, and aromas most during this time of year. Lindt master chocolatier Ann Chaya says you can use both seasonal flavors and chocolate to bring the holidays to life.
The majority of Americans say spices, nuts, and peppermint are their favorite. Premium chocolate treats like smooth-melting Lindor truffles bring out these favorite flavors with dark peppermint, hazelnut, and holiday spice varieties. There are also milk chocolate truffles that are always a classic.
Chaya says truffles can also be used to upgrade a classic holiday drink such as hot cocoa.
For a special twist, add 3 truffles to a cup of steamed milk. The chocolate will add extra rich creaminess as it melts, giving it a delicious festive touch. This is just one way to infuse chocolate and seasonal flavors into holiday festivities.
For more, log on to Lindt.com. That's Lifestyles from Lindt.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you
grass,
sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Apparently Netflix is supporting a bill passed by the House of Representatives that would reform the Video Privacy Protection Act. Huh. Why would they want to be doing that, I would wonder? The Video Privacy Protection
Act. What is that anyway?
The Video Privacy Protection Act.
Yeah, why wouldn't Netflix support it? Well, they are for that. What is it?
I would guess that it's protecting their content somehow.
Introducing